She's real fine, my
409.
She's real fine, my
409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Ita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101. And if you have a question, a comment, whatever, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Okay, so today I'd like to start off the show with that bad accident that happened at Ewa Beach, where three people died. I'm trying to get in touch with people involved with that because I would like to check the vehicle. Police department is blaming the driver for speeding. That's a given. But, folks, but if a part broke, and the part most likely to break on that is the front axle. It's called a CV shaft. Charlie Victor shaft. CV shaft. It's common. A lot of them have broken in the past, causing cars to crash. When that CV shaft joint breaks off, it whips around and breaks the steering and the brake lines. So you have no brakes and you have no steering. I don't care if you're Mario Andrade or whoever, you will not be able to control the vehicle. Yes, that person was speeding, but if it did not break the shaft joint, he wouldn't have crashed. I would like to find out if I can check the vehicle, and I can tell you if the shaft was the cause of that accident. I know one of the boys' mom and dad were very, very hurt about what happened. And I would like to check that vehicle for them. And this is the reason why I'm saying that safety check is a waste of time and money, because safety check is supposed to check those things, but they don't, because it costs money to put it up on a rack and check the bottom of the vehicle, which they should do when they do safety checks. But for $25, I don't think so, because if you had an auto repair shop and you're paying your mechanic $40 an hour, and you're collecting $20 or $25 for the safety sticker, and the guy takes 45 minutes to check it out, you're losing money. You're paying the mechanic more than you're collecting to do the safety check. So, who in his right mind, with common sense, would do a business that you collect less money than you have to pay out? Who would do that? The amount of money you pay for safety check, folks, not a penny goes to the state or the city, but the city is the one that pays for administrative costs throughout the whole state, which comes up, I think, something like $1.2 million a year for administrative costs, and you collect zero? I don't think so. But most of all, it's the safety. It's a safety issue. If it's a safety issue, then push it. Do it to the limit. But you're going to be surprised at how many people just want to pass the safety check and don't give a hoot if the car is not safe. If the car has bald tires, bad brakes, bad steering, they don't care. Just give them the safety check. This is all wrong, wrong, wrong. When are we going to wake up? When it's your son? Your daughter? When? That is the hardest issue. When you lose a child to an accident, especially to stupidity. But if anybody listening can hook me up to check out that vehicle, I would be more than happy to check it out. And I'm so sure that it was the CV shaft that took those three people's life. The CV shaft is what I talk about time to time. And I would just wish people listening would spread the word. Spread the word. Save people. I know this is not all Hawaii. All Hawaii, people took care of people. People spread the word. New Hawaii, it's all different. It's sad. Even families don't take care of families. Now, what's up with that? I don't know. I don't know what's happening here. But if anybody can hook me up to check that vehicle, I would be more than happy to check it. I have a bad feeling it was the CV shaft. Okay? So, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Okay? So, anyway, the city is trying to did make a law, I don't know if it passed or not, about using the cell phone while crossing in a crosswalk. You know, folks, crossing in a crosswalk using a phone is only your life. Since when did the politicians ever care about you, the people of Hawaii? The red light runners is worse. The cars that almost run over people in the crosswalk is worse. I see it all the time at Barataria and Nuuanu. A lady and her little dog almost got run over in the crosswalk because of a person running the red light. When is the city going to wake up and enforce the laws that do kill people? Not because they're using the cell phone and crossing the crosswalk. They're not killing anybody but themselves. It's like the seatbelt. The seatbelt doesn't kill anybody but the person in the car. It's up to them. So, I don't know. I don't know what to say. You know, this is so frustrating. The city is condemning the homeless people living in their cars. They cannot do that. The car is a dwelling, is not a car. It's classified as a dwelling. The people have every right to live in it. But who backs up the homeless? Nobody. Sad. Anyway, who do we have on the phone? Okay. Anyway, so much for that. So if somebody can hook me up to have that car checked, I would really appreciate it, because, you know, I keep telling people about this and telling people, and nobody seems to listen. Okay? So we need to help each other. For those of you that can remember way back in the 60s and the 50s, was there ever a time that the rivers and the ocean was contaminated with bacteria? I don't think so. Kiwalo Basin, you could go to the edge of the pier and see the bottom. You can't do it today. So much pilau stuff around. No good. So, people need to work together, because obviously the politics is not doing it. You, the people of Hawaii, is responsible for whatever is happening. Okay, you have somebody on the phone?
We have Bill from Kailua.
Hi, Bill.
Yeah, I tuned in late. You know that universal thing you're talking about, or that what are you saying about the front end?
It's the front axle.
The front axle. And, of course, every car has one, right?
Well, the front axle is, 90% of the cars are front-wheel drive.
Okay.
And that's the axle that is not, it turns, so you have to have the joints,
right,
inner and outer. And the seal, the rubber boot, always breaks and lets out all the grease. And what happens when you have no grease on the bearing? It seizes.
Okay, now, when you change oil, the guy can notice that, right?
Yes.
So your body would tell you, right?
No. When they change oil, they do it in a jiffy. They do it as fast as they can, and they don't check the car. And that's sad. Because, well, go back in time. In the old days, in the 50s and 60s, was there ever any kind of gas station that was self-serve? No.
No.
And the people came out, wipe your window, check your tires and all that stuff. But today, everything is self-serve. And when you go to have your car serviced, they just bing, bang it out. Everything is about the money. They don't care about what can happen. You know, it's sad that the human race has come to this point. It's so sad.
How much does it cost to check that?
It's only a 2-minute thing. That's it. But for them, that's a lifetime.
Okay, George. Thanks.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, we have Ukulele Joe on the line. Ukulele Joe.
Ukulele Joe.
Hey, big guy, how you been?
Still alive.
Anyway, I have an advice for you on the traffic fatality.
Mm-hmm.
Call the Honolulu Police Department.
Mm-hmm.
Traffic Fatality Division.
Mm-hmm.
Explain to them who you are, your experience in judgment cases in civil court, and offer your services.
Mm-hmm. I did that.
And what did they say?
No. They said, no, it breaks in the accident.
Oh, for crying out loud.
I know.
How did they determine that?
Well, they supposedly are experts here. But no. I've been through that. I tried it, and they turned me down. And the only people I think that would have the authority to have me check it is the parents of the kids that died.
Then go back door and do it.
I'm trying to find a way to get to them.
Okay.
Thank you.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Okay, we have Barbara from Waipahu.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, George. I'm probably going to ask you this many more times. What is the CV shaft or boot or whatever?
Okay. 90% of the cars are front-wheel drive, meaning not steering with the front wheel, but it has the power on the front wheel. In the old days, back in the 50s and 60s, there was no such thing. Everything was rear-wheel drive. But when they went to front-wheel drive, which is cheaper to manufacture but not safe, the rubber boot on the outer joints, there's two joints, one inner, one outer, on the axle shaft. The rubber boot breaks, tears, and with the centrifugal force of the car going down the road, flies the grease out of the bearings, and the bearings become dry and rusty and start seizing up, not flexible, and breaks off. So when it breaks off, the axle becomes like a whipping bar and whips around and breaks the steering and breaks the brake hoses.
So do you have symptoms before that happens?
No.
So can we check with our own eyes or something?
Well, that's the money you pay to have your car serviced. The word service doesn't mean change oil. You service, they supposedly give you the service, free service of checking your suspension, your brakes, and your CV shaft. It doesn't take but 2 minutes to do that.
Didn't you say that you should put new ones and not repaired ones or whatever?
Yes, because new ones last longer than remanufactured.
How long does a new one last?
Only Jesus knows that.
Well, I'm sure depending on how much you use your car, but...
No, it's all, it's like asking me, how long does the rubber take before it starts cracking? Only Jesus knows that. And the rubber seal is what breaks.
But people like you, you would know, right?
We check it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you see, the servicing of auto shops, that word servicing is gone. It died with that common sense. That died. It's sad. Everything is for money. They don't service anymore. So, it's up to the car owner to ask, can you check this? They probably charge you, but at least you have peace of mind.
So it's not part of a regular...
It is part of the servicing. But like I explained, that word servicing has died and gone out the window.
Yeah, they got to give us a checklist. Because we don't know.
Well, you know, I do this show every weekend. And it's up to the people to listen, write it down. If they cannot write it down, they can go back on the website and listen again and again.
Oh, okay.
I know what it is because I used to teach classes, auto care classes at the UH Monroe campus, and some people would ask the same question 8 times. Frustrating.
So why don't you teach down the leeward side?
When a state delayed our paychecks 1 month,
holy,
I said, forget it.
Just have your own classes.
Maybe that is coming to that. Okay?
Onegai shimasu.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, it's break time.
Yeah, you probably should go to this call first. Michael from Kentucky.
Hi, Michael.
How you doing, sir? I used to be stationed in Hawaii, and I used to listen to your show every week. And I used to remember how you sound like one of the smartest mechanics I had ever heard.
Oh, thank you.
I have a problem that happened today, and I just want your opinion.
Okay.
I remember years ago you mentioned a motor oil called Royal Purple.
Yes.
And since then, I have been using it, and it's really the best. Well, I have a Dodge Ram 1500. I bought it a little over a year ago. First thing I did was change out the oil, and I put in Royal Purple.
Which Royal Purple?
I think mine uses 5W20, synthetic, full synthetic.
Yeah, but there's two types of Royal Purple. And the one that I recommend is called HPS, Harry, Peter, Sam, High Performance Street.
That, hold on a minute.
That Royal Purple is better.
Hold on a minute. Let me get the bottle, and I can be 100% sure.
I'm thinking you bought the regular Royal Purple.
It says Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, High Performance Motor Oil. Is that the one?
Nope.
5W20.
Yes. That's not the one.
Engine.
Go look for the one with the letters HPS right across the top.
HPS. Okay.
That's the one that has high metal protector. The one that you have now has no metal protector.
Is it junk?
Yes.
It is junk?
Yes.
I paid over $9 a quart for this stuff.
Okay. Turn and look at the back of the bottle.
Okay, I'm looking.
Is there a round SAE seal?
Yes.
Then it's junk.
Junk?
Yep. Get the one with HPS. It does not have the round SAE seal in the back.
What should it say on there?
High Performance Street. HPS.
It just says the letters on there, right?
Yes.
HPS.
On the front of the bottle.
Yes.
Okay, now I've learned something new, but still I have a question. I just paid someone to change my oil because I didn't have time. Normally I do it myself. When I bought this truck a year ago, I replaced the oil with this same Royal Purple. Mm-hmm. I checked it after I changed it, and it was purple on the dipstick. Throughout the past year, I've checked it up maybe one or two times, and it was still purple.
Mm-hmm.
The last time I checked it was about a week ago. It was getting low, but it was still sort of purple looking.
Mm-hmm.
Today, less than an hour and 30 minutes ago, I went to a place called Midas, and I gave them 6 quarts of oil to change for me, all purple, brand new.
Mm-hmm.
I gave them a brand new filter, and they said they did it. They put it in there. It took less than 10 minutes. They pulled the truck around, and I decided to get out and check the oil just to make sure the level was correct. When I wiped the dipstick with a white paper towel, it came out brown. That raised a red flag. So I went back in there. I said, give me my empty container so I can show my boss what I had purchased. Just made up something. And they gave me the empty containers. I poured a little bit of left out of one of the containers on a paper towel. It's purple. It looks like they did not give me the oil I gave them.
That's right. They do that all the time.
For what reason?
Because it's a better oil. They do it all the time.
How would they think I wouldn't notice that, though? I don't get it.
That's the mechanics. They're not too bright.
When I went back in there to ask for my empties, I was wondering why the guy looked like he was petrified. But they gave them to me.
Yeah, because he pours it into another container.
I went down the street to another mechanic just to show them the two rags that I had wiped with. And then one of the mechanics smelled both of them, and he said, no, man, that's not even the same kind of oil.
That's right.
And I went to a stack one. I just came from Jiffy Lube less than 30 minutes ago, and I showed them both, and I explained the whole thing. And he said, no, it looked like two different oils to me.
So you got ripped off.
I filed a police report, and I'm going to be seeing them again Monday. They were closed when I got back over there. I figured I'd ask an expert.
Not to deal with them no more.
But you're saying that the one I bought that says SAE is junk?
Yes.
Well, I'll be damned. Where do I get the super good one?
You got to check the Napa stores or O'Reilly.
Napa.
Any of those big stores would have it. Okay?
All right, Ms. Nita.
Okay.
I appreciate your help. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, now it's break time. We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
She's real fine, my 409.
EnviroClean is all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans, sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis at 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Senior.
I went to a party and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins lives, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. He's at my final moment, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob here, a little under the weather today. I don't know what happened. Just think that storm coming just got me. You know, I have the throat tickle, and then Wanda goes, oh, well, what are you doing? You know, what do you take it for? It? And I go, I have no idea. I have about 200 cold remedies. You know, I just start, like this morning I got up, I had lemon and apple cider vinegar and hot tea. And all this. He goes, what works? I go, I have no idea. You just get better in a couple of days. Oh, but you know, the guy talking about his oil, I feel for him because I used to do that. And I stopped too because, I don't know, it just doesn't feel right. You know, you go in there and they take the oil and they walk off and then they come back. Okay, your car is done. And you're like, really? Did you guys really put the oil in there?
Mm-hmm.
And
that's common, you know. That's common.
You know, but it goes back to what you were saying before about service. We always talk about when gas stations had service.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in the state of Connecticut, it's still illegal to pump your own gas.
Good.
So if you go there and you get out the car and start pumping your gas, they'll run over and start hollering at you. And I'm like, what? They go, you can't pump. What do you mean I can't pump my own gas? They go, man, get in the car. You'll get a ticket.
Wow.
And I looked it up, and they passed the law to protect jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Because when they were going to self-service, and they would said, oh, no, you know, all these people are going to lose their jobs. So that's the state. They have, you know, still have people pumping gas. So.
Well, it's safer.
Yeah, it's safer. And like you said, I remember the day because I had a job. That's what you did in high school, right? After school, you went and got a job at a gas station.
Yep.
And, you know, the ladies would pull in and you'd go over. And, of course, this was going to freak people out. But you would go, good morning, ma'am. Afternoon, ma'am. You know, sir, can I check under the hood for you? How much gas do you want? You know, you put the thing in, you wipe the window for them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they give you like 25-cent tip. And you feel great. You're like, wow, 25 cents. Oh, good. Thank you so much. Nowadays, you get 25 cents, you get in a fight. What is this? Oh, I know. Sometimes, you know, we sit and we look back and we think about stuff and go, wow, those really were the good old days that we couldn't wait to get out of.
Mm-hmm.
And now I look back and go, man, you know.
Do you want to get back in?
Yeah, exactly. I want to go back. So anyway, on that note, I'll just leave it there. But it has been a tragic week. It's so sad, these accidents. And the only thing I can think of is that the family, probably with a lawyer, could get you access.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but they would have to be suing somebody. You know, like, this is our, we hire a private investigator. And, you know, that's just hard to do. I mean, you go talk to, I feel for the family. The last thing you want to hear, right?
Yep.
You know, even, you know, it's tragic. Just sad.
Okay.
But this is what I always say before I go. If you ride around with your sons or daughters or family members and they're speeding and whipping around in traffic and stuff, you got to say something to them. You know, you got to get them to start slowing down. That's where this starts. It escalates. Okay, I know I'm going long. So as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. And we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay, who's next?
We have Barbara from Waipahu.
Hi, Barbara.
That man that called and you were explaining about HPS and SAE. So HPS is about metal, because I bought that one, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
But what is the mean? I know it's home High
Performance Street.
Yeah, but you said something about metal.
It has metal protector.
So that means any metals that go in the oil?
No. The engine is metal, and it rubs against each other, and the oil protects the metal-to-metal rubbing.
Uh-huh. But all oil is supposed to do that.
No, they don't.
Oh.
No, for the last 8-9 years, it has no metal protector.
And before they did?
Yes.
Oh, and so what does SAE on the back mean?
That's the standard rating for the oil. If you look at that seal, if it has it, then that oil has no metal protector.
It's a seal, but no metal protector. Interesting. You would think a seal would be protecting you.
No. No. And only in America is like that.
And only the Royal Purple has the HPS?
Yes, and AMSOIL.
Uh-huh. But you're recommending Royal Purple?
Yes.
Because?
It's easier to get.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh. But the transmission is the AMSOIL?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, who's next?
We have Dr. Dean on the line.
Hi, Dean.
Hi, George. Hey, some good news. You know, what happens is that luckily I have, first of all, I want to tell the listeners that Shell gas is still the best gas of all the five brands to use. But, you know, I have about anywhere between 10 or 12 gallons of reserve of Shell gasoline. And this gas is about 1.5 years old, but it was all 50-50 spiked with ethanol when you had ethanol.
Mm-hmm.
Just the other day, I did a test, though. This is a year and a half has gone by now, that same gas. Octane has stayed put at 91.
Mm.
All because of, I guess, the ethanol mix.
Yeah, ethanol is like a preserver.
Ah, that's why.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's why. So 1.5 years has gone by. No, it's still 91.
Oh, but why don't you bring it by? I'd like to try it.
Okay.
Bring it by. Let me try it.
That's for my weed whacker and lawnmower.
Okay. Uh-huh. Thanks a lot, Dean.
Thanks, George. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Okay. So, anyway. Wow. So, getting back to that accident, if somebody could, you know, help me find the people. I like to see the car, because I don't like it when HPD blames the driver. Yes, the driver was speeding, but maybe it wasn't his fault that caused the crash. Okay, so blame the right people. Okay, who's next?
We have Lana from IAIR.
Hi, Lana.
Oh, hi, John. Hey, thank you for the subject. You know, I want to make a suggestion. You know, as to you need some information about the parents. Mm-hmm. You know why? I saw yesterday Bridget Namata. She did such an excellent a report. She saw the parents. I think it was the passenger and that girl and the one that they had the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I forget. I don't know what channel the driver. But if you call Bridget Namata on channel 2, I have her number, direct number.
I tried calling all the news stations. They will not release
it. Because she the one did the report. And if you explain your you know, what you want to help the parents, you know, the deceased, the kids, the young people, you know, she might give you some information where you can start that way. Other than that, you go to the police and the attorney, maybe you can find out from the parents first.
Okay.
You know, you want to help them.
Okay.
I have her number. Shall I leave it with
Leave it with Wanda.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. Who's next? Okay. Now, on the corner of Baratania and Nuuanu, there's been so many red light runners and so many drivers real closely missing pedestrians in the crosswalk. Now, if somebody can call the city council to have more enforcement at that particular corner, because it's dangerous. It's really dangerous. And, you know, let's do it before somebody else get killed. Okay? The other thing is, when you go in to buy a new car, do not turn in a car. Do not turn in a car to buy a new car. When you go to buy a new car, you buy the new car with no turn-in. When you have a turn-in, they do not lower the price on the new one. And when you figure it out, you stop and figure it out, they take your car for nothing. You could have got that price, that same price, without the turn-in. Okay? So do not turn in your car. Sell it outside on Craigslist or whatever, newspaper. Somebody will buy it. Do not turn in your car. Okay? This is how dealers make money. So remember that. Okay. So you have any input, Wanda, on that? On the accident?
No.
So anyway, okay. As far as somebody wanted to find out about fuel injection. Fuel injection is in every car today. It gives better gas mileage. It vaporizes the fuel into the engine. The old style carburetor drops the gas into the engine. And the liquid does not ignite. It's the vapor that ignites. A lot of people think that gasoline ignites. It's not the gasoline. It's the vapor. So injectors vaporize the fuel so you get better mileage, more power, and altogether everything better.
So are you supposed to clean your fuel injectors every so often?
If you're using the wrong gas, yes. Definitely.
And how do you clean it?
You put in a cleaner.
Okay.
Every third fill up.
Oh, that often?
Yeah. If you get the gasoline, if you don't believe this, then go get gasoline in a gas can. Pour it in a nice, clean pipe plate. Just a little. Not even a teaspoon. Ignite it. The plate will come black and gummy. And that is not the ethanol. It is the gas. If you go and get vodka, which is ethanol, and burn it, it will not get black. Ethanol does not burn black. The gasoline does. The only carburetor that I would say is just as good as fuel injection is the Weber IDA. The Weber carburetor IDA vaporizes the fuel into the engine. It's a really, really beautiful manufactured carburetor. the best in the world. Okay, who's next?
We have Jay from Kaimuki.
Hi, Jay.
Aloha. You know, for cleaning the ejectors, can you use a gas treatment thing?
The what?
It's a STP gas treatment. Is that good for that?
You got to be careful on what injector cleaner you use because a lot of them are really toxic.
Toxic meaning contact or gas?
Fumes. Poisonous.
Fumes? Who does fumes?
The fumes. So you got to be careful of what you use.
Physical contact, like
that too.
The liquid fall on your skin?
Yes, yes. Always use rubber gloves when using injector cleaners.
Oh, okay. So what do you recommend for?
Injector cleaner? AMSOIL.
AMSOIL?
Yeah, AMSOIL has one, and so does Royal Purple.
AMSOIL. You know the Royal Purple?
Yes.
You know, when you go to the gas station and tell them to change the oil and all that? And you give them a Royal Purple can. Is there a way to mark the can so that when you ask the can back, empty can back, you know that it was your can?
That's hard. You got to trust the mechanic that you're dealing with.
Yeah, because they could just mimic your...
Oh, yeah.
They could just mimic your mark on an empty can they already have.
Yeah.
And give you oh.
That's sad, you know.
It's kind of bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, in reference to Kowala Basin, where you cannot see the bottom, yeah?
Yep.
You know, well nowadays, well, you know, before you could, yeah?
Yep.
You know, they have this, I don't know what they're doing now in Pearl Harbor, they're having oysters and they're putting oysters in there to clean the water. Can there be used in Kowala Basin too?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Why don't they do that? Because, you know, sometimes you look at the water in Kowala over there. You get the
terrible
slime on the top.
Yep.
Yeah, it's like somebody dropped oil on the top.
Yeah, people have no aloha for the aina. It's sad. Yeah. It's really sad. Yeah. But the thing that the state could use in the ocean and the rivers to disinfect it is ethanol.
Ethanol.
It will not kill the fish, crabs, or anything.
Will it kill the oysters?
No.
No.
But it will disinfect the water.
Oh, okay. So maybe, what about that thing they used to have before, for a while in Alawai, the water lilies?
Ethanol is your best. They use ethanol in surgery.
Yeah, but you got to buy ethanol, right?
No, Maui Sugar could have produced ethanol instead of shutting down.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
It's sad.
They make alcohol to drink, yeah?
Yeah. That too.
Yeah. You know, they used to have before a swipe from pineapple.
Yep, that's the same thing.
How come they don't take advantage of these things? I mean, you know, they had the...
Not too smart.
Really, I mean, you know, in the Caribbean, they're making alcohol out of... What do they make it out of?
Sugar cane.
Sugar cane, right.
Yep.
So why can't we do that here?
Not
everybody
too smart.
Likes to drink. I mean, people like, you know, they like to drink.
I talked to A&B 3 times in the past, and they would not listen. Huh. I don't know what to say.
Well, that's the end of that, I guess. You know, but they have small sugar plantations here in Hawaii, yeah?
Yep.
Are they doing that?
Nope. Huh. They make more money making ethanol than sugar.
Huh. And they don't do it?
Yep.
Kind of counter.
Not too smart, yeah?
Yeah, not too smart. Okay, that's all I got.
Thank you.
Aloha.
Aloha. Okay, break time.
It is. We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
She's real fine, my 409.
EnviroClean is all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans, sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis at 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
She's real fine, my
boy. Okay, we're back rolling again. And what was I talking about? Fuel injection. Fuel injection is the system of the future. And I think the European cars were the first ones to go fuel injection. And the cars that had the Weber were the Porsches and the Ferraris and the Lamborghini. Now, of course, the racers, the early racers, ran the same setup because it did make more power. And most of all, it didn't consume as much fuel. Okay, so who's next?
We have Bruce from Eva.
Hi, Bruce.
Hey, George. Hey, George, after all the years I've been listening to you about the ethanol, one about using it in your weed whackers and all your other small engines and motors, mm-hmm. besides your transportation. I've had a pressure wash. I purchased some Sears some years ago because I'm a painting contractor, and I get down here and wash down houses. And I've had problems with running back and forth to Mapuna Puna, and all they did was change something like a, looked like a spark plug. It had something with the oil or whatever. And so what I'm going to do, I'm not using that right now. I'm going to purchase a brand new one. It's made in the U.S. And Generac. And it said I talked to the guy this morning about using what fuel you use. And he says, regular. And I said, what about the premium? Because that's what I'm running in my truck right now instead of putting on just regular. And he said, you possibly could use that. So what would be the chances of me going ahead and using the ethanol straight in with the my new pressure washer?
I would recommend the Shell Premium.
Okay. Not ethanol?
Not the non-ethanol.
Okay.
You see, the ethanol was put into the fuel as an anti-knock.
Right, I understand. Mm-hmm.
So the non-ethanol gas has to have an anti-knock. And my guess is they put the MTBE back in, which is highly cancerous. They have to put in an anti-knock. Otherwise, the non-ethanol gas will knock like a Diggins and break your engine.
Mm. So you're saying is they're putting in the NTB besides, say, for instance, up to 10% ethanol in the gas?
No, they put the NTB in illegally, and that causes cancer.
Right, okay.
So people want to run it, then fine, they do it.
But what I'm saying is when you go to the pump, you see up to 10% ethanol.
It has so, only 6.
So, okay, so 6, that's what I'm saying. Are they putting NTB in?
No.
In?
No, they're not supposed to put in the MTBE.
Okay.
But if they request for no ethanol, they have to put in an anti-knock. People today don't know what is knock.
Mm-hmm.
But the people before, back in the 50s and 60s, they know what is knock.
You're going to get more octane.
Yeah, back then it was 104 for premium and 98 for regular. And the regular, a 98 octane, knock like all hell broke loose.
Mm.
So how can you run 82?
Okay. But besides going to, you're saying just go to Shell and you're getting a Shell, was that the Super whatever?
The V-Power.
The V-Power.
Yes.
Other gas stations besides that, say for instance, when Tesoro and so forth.
No.
Using 92.
That's not 92.
Oh, well, it says 92, but I understand is that, you know, I understand it could be 87.
Yes.
The 87.
If not lower.
Or if not lower, correct. Understood. But what I'm saying is, when they say the signs up there says up to 10% ethanol, could contain up to 10% ethanol, you're saying is that they're putting in the NTB also in?
No. Only time they put in MTBE is if there's no ethanol.
Oh, okay. So it's like that other gas station down there. There's no ethanol straight.
Yes.
Gas.
They have to put in an anti-knock.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So you don't recommend then me using ethanol, right, with a brand new pressure wash? Just get the V-Power.
Sure. The V-Power has 6% ethanol.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see why. Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. Hey, and one last one, that the Guzman's family, with the one with the parents of the 9-month-old, the father is in a society of 7, so he could be easily probably be more.
Okay.
Obtain him. Okay.
All right.
All right. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, it's the time to say aloha. And thank all the callers for calling in. And please, folks, take care of each other. That's what Hawaii is all about. And please don't drink and drive. And we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.